Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. Lord, bless.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am glad you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic we will be talking about today. And if anyone that's listening would like to come in, all you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad if you would like to say something regarding the topic we are talking about today. And the phone number to call in and give others to call in is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. Loving Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning asking for your blessing and help as we gather together on this show. One more time, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your guidance in the matters that we are talking about today. We ask that you will clearly show us, dear Heavenly Father, how to do and say the things that you would have us to say and do, dear Heavenly Father. Give us a spirit of joy and enthusiasm, dear Heavenly Father. Give us a desire to find ways to excel in the Word of God, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to be able to work together and encourage others to excel, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that we will challenge each other to reach higher heights and deeper depths, dear Heavenly Father. In the name of Yahweh, dear Heavenly Father, we ask this in the name of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to welcome everyone today to our blog talk show with Joy and Peace. And today our topic is Jesus is the Good Shepherd who walks with us. Have you ever experienced Jesus as your shepherd? I'm asking you that question today. I'm asking God to help you understand the good shepherd that Jesus described over in John 10, 7 through 18. So you may go to your Bible at that time, and we'll be coming from different portions of these scriptures this morning. There are several characteristics of a good shepherd that want us to grasp the good shepherd. Long to give his sheep. Our shepherd sacrificed himself for each one of us. Does your pastor reflect the life of a good shepherd? We want to thank God for our pastors who are good shepherds. And as you go to worship this week, see your pastor. Ask the shepherd of your flock. Thank God for him or her being the shepherd of the flock that God have given to you. Well, today, as I was going through that, you know, Jesus doesn't just save us. He is the good shepherd who walks closely with us. You know, the good shepherd trusts and follows Jesus as the shepherd of your life. You know, and as I think about the sheep, when you think about the lamb that was slain and the lamb at his feet, and you think about the good shepherd, you know, the sheep came quickly to him. He explained that they recognized that sound. Yes, you read the Word of God. You see where when it, different parts of the Bible and even in John, when it was talking about the sheep and the shepherd. The sheep know the shepherd voice just like we are supposed to know our Heavenly Father voice when he's speaking to us. And here, didn't hesitate. They followed him just like we shouldn't hesitate to follow our Lord and Savior Yahweh when we hear his voice. Here in the scriptures, they knew he would protect them just like we know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ would protect us. He sheltered them just like Jesus sheltered us, and he led them to food and water, and we know that's what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ would do for us. You know, the shepherd and the sheep relationship provides to Jesus, described Jesus' role as a great shepherd of the sheep. And as we go through this lesson today, renew your trust in Jesus as the shepherd of your life. Over in John 10, and starting at verse 7, it says, "Then said ye unto them again, Verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. you know, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. Just like with us, you know, when a thief and a robber come, they don't give you no warning. So that's what the sheep did. You know, you have to be ready. Keep your armor on a protection, because we don't know where the enemy is lurking at. But God will give you discernment. If you want it, ask for it. And he lets you know when danger is around, just like with the sheep. We are using that, trying to give you an illustration more. You know, the word of God say that the thief come not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said that I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You know, when you think about that more abundantly, you know, and as we read the scriptures that way, you can read in your Bibles too. The thief come only to steal and to kill and to destroy. But he have come to that we may have and have it in abundance, what he want us to have. You know, we have come from view of transcendent righteous God to his revelation of himself in Jesus as the shepherd who know and love his sheep, which we are his sheep. He is sensitive to the needs of his sheep, protecting them vigilantly, constantly with them to lead them, and is willing to lay down his life for them. Didn't Christ lay down his life for each one of us that we may have the right to the tree of life? Yes, he did. And you know, when you think about the people of Jesus' day, they understood the shepherd and their sheep. It was not strange to them when the ancient prophet used shepherds and sheep as symbols and metaphors in their writing. You know, in the gospel, Jesus often used shepherding as a metaphor and as a subject in his parable. You know, Jesus had many parables. And the herald angels announced the birth of Jesus, told lower shepherds on the Bethlehem Hill, not two powerful rulers in Jerusalem. You know, he didn't go to the rulers, the, you know, high echelon, as you would say. He went to the shepherds and, you know, the sheep herders. You know, Jesus had begun his sermon about shepherds and sheep. And here he was given the illustration or figure of speech, but his listeners did not understand the point he was doing, he was making. He saw that he needed to dig deeper, let them dig deeper in it. You know, God as shepherd in the Old Testament, you find it in Genesis 49 and 24. Jacob referred to God as the shepherd. You know, the psalmist and the prophets emphasize the concept of God as Israel's shepherd. You find that in Psalm 79, verse 13 also, 100 and verse 3. It was referring to the Israelites as the sheep of God's pasture. The writer of Psalms 80 pleaded, "Listen, shepherds of Israel who lead Joseph like a flock." Here in Psalms 95 and 70 described the Israelite as the people of his pastures. And when you read that and you ponder on it, and here God protected his flock as shepherds who could gather lambs in his arm, carrying them and gently led nourishing sheep. You know, if one was missing, he missed that one, he went back to get that one, just like with Christ doing, like we are to do. We want to be saved. We want our family saved. So that means we can't cast them aside. We need to go back. And if it's that one or two, get them. We want to bring them in to the Lord, on the Lord's side. We don't want no one, Lord. We want to hear God's voice, and we have to be attentive. We can't be doing a lot of talking, a lot of jaw-jacking and running that alligator. When we praying to God, we have to have an ear, a listening ear to hear what he's saying. You know, in the Old Testament, Israel always is present as belonging to God. He entrusted his flock to appointed leaders' care, like he do with the pastors, the bishops, the prophets, the apostles, the evangelists, the teachers. He give us certain ones that he want us to teach, to lead, those that are to follow us. So if you don't have a big follower, God will bless you as you go. And if he just have you with five people, you give those five people all that you need to give them what God have given to you to feed that flock. It don't have to be 100 people. If you can be attentive and be able to feed the five or the 10 that you have, and you may have more, but he'll give you, he'll bless you daily as he see fit. You know, we have a problem on trying to listen to what God is saying. We want to run off half cock. We want, you know, we want to take it up, but just listen. He's given you a pastor, whether it's a he or a she. Be attentive to listen to the men and women of God that God have given to you and over you to feed the flock. And the same way about the sheep going to hear that shepherd voice. And when he a commanding, he playing a tune or he playing a whistle, listening constantly for him to hear what he is saying. So we give God the praise this morning for what he's doing today in our lesson. You know, others fail to discharge their responsibility. You know, God through his prophet denounced leaders, which is shepherds. You know, who have mistreated and neglected his people. You know, how many people do you know have neglected the people of God, have walked away, have given up because they feel it's not going their way, God's way? You know, he would attempt to corrupt shepherds who fail to tend his flock, no matter how many he give you. Be faithful on what he give you. You know, he would raise up shepherds. He would take proper care of the people. You know, even the indictment of cruel, evil leaders, shepherds, and a promise that God will rescue his scattered flock and shepherd them. You know, it's hard when a shepherd, a leader, scattered the flock. They're going all different ways. They don't know, and that hurt them. It's take a long time for some people to come back into the fellowship of Christ because they was wounded so by pastors, leaders, but your faith should be in Jesus. Your trust should be in Jesus. Sure, he will give us leaders after our heart, his heart really, but listen to what he is saying. Too many of us want to run off, have cock, and we run sit here and we run sit there. But did God tell us to go there? Did God tell us to do that? And I'm learning that every day, the older I get, the more God is dealing with me. The first thing out of my mouth now, did God say it? Did God command me to do that? Did God want me to do that? A lot of people say, well, you don't have to pray about everything. No, you better pray about things so you know the direction that God is leading you, so you can be that good shepherd that will walk with Jesus, that will mandate and carry the flock that he have given you. You know, over in Psalms 23:1 is one of the most mountain peak revelation in the Old Testament. David begun with a majestic declaration of faith, the Lord is my shepherd. When you say that, don't you know you've said a mouthful, the Lord? That means you let everything proceed down, but you know the Lord is your shepherd. You're not letting nothing go past. The Lord is my shepherd. And as a member of God's chosen people, David was one of God's flock. Yet I think David had a more profound truth in mind. God was his shepherd, related personally to him. God knew his name and cared for him as an individual. I'm going to stop right there a few minutes. God was his shepherd. Is God your shepherd for those that's listening in and tuning in today? Can you relate to him personally knowing that he is your shepherd? Did God know your name and care for you as an individual? Everybody throughout the country don't know your name, but Jesus knows your name. You don't have to put big headlights or big signs and neon on your front, back of your bumper sticker on your car. Jesus knows who you are, where you are at every given moment. And you know, when you think about David could say confidently, you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. When you know you are being comforted by our Heavenly Father, he wanted them to grasp that what he was saying about the door of the sheep pen. You know, he said in his word, I am the door of the sheep. You know, when you think about the shepherds being out at night with the sheep and how they, just like Jesus laid his life down for us at night, in the, while they're out there in the desert and in the field, often hurtled into wall enclosures and either backed up against the face of a cliff or at the end of a canyon. You know, one small opening serves as both an entrance and an exit. Often the shepherd would lie down across the opening and protect the sheep from predators or robbers. That's me. That was a good shepherd. He wanted to take care of that flock God had given him. That's the same way about your leaders, whether it's a he or she. God have put them in place to protect you all. You know, the sheep knew the sound of that shepherd voice, just like you know the sound of your shepherd voice and your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And they won't follow a false shepherd. When you know, and you know that you know, you're not going to follow the wrong person down the wrong path. You're going to follow the instructions of God. And when I think about that, predators and robbers, but people nowadays, how they are covering their homes with the blood of Jesus. I don't mean just with violence, with guns and stuff, but they know how to cover their homes and their family with prayer. They are taking care of the flock God had given them. Everybody may not be a pastor or a prophet or an apostle or bishop or a teacher or even evangelist, but God have given you voice where you can hear and ears to hear, I mean, and a voice to speak, that you know that he's in charge. No matter what's coming up against you, you keep God in charge of your family. And, you know, the sheep knew the sound of the shepherd voice, and they would not follow a false shepherd. You know, even in the Bible days, the shepherd today has a unique relationship with his sheep. He talks to them just like God talks to you. He sang to them just like when you go in, you're hearing the praises and the worship going forth. Or as the young sheep referred to, you know, he played a constant tune on a flute out there when he was in the desert. There are crews well known to the sheep which identify their shepherd. The shepherd know his flock. The flock know the shepherd. They're supposed to. So today we're talking about Jesus is the good shepherd who walk with us. He walking with us every day, even as we on this broadcast today. God is he hearing every word we say. So if anybody would like to add anything to this cast today, hit one on your keypad and I'll gladly bring you in on my switchboard. And I want you today to just to consider the relationship that exists between a true shepherd and his sheep. And what ways have your relationship with Christ followed the path that Jesus described here in John? You know, he is worthy. He alone is worthy to be praised. And I want to ask you, too, how does it affect your Christian life to know that your shepherd is constantly watching you and aware of your obedience toward him as well as your occasional tenders to take a wrong path? He's there to lead you, to keep you from going down the wrong way. A true shepherd. Now, if it's a false shepherd, he's not going to care. He'd give you any kind of information. But if he's a true shepherd of God, he's going to lead you in the right direction, because he's going to be led by Yahweh, by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus continued to apply spiritual truth to, you know, his being the door to the sheep pen by stating that those who enter by him would be saved. Don't you want to be saved today? For those that have not came to Jesus Christ, don't put off any longer. Come to Christ. Time is winding up. It's not long as it has been. Here, you know, they would find spiritual salvation through Jesus. You know, the image is that of sheep who not only know their shepherd, but know they are saved and free to go in and out and find pasture. You know, when you not just going to the church, you can call your pastor, your overseer, your bishop, your apostle, your prophet, you know, evangelist, and talk with them. But when you know you are covered with the blood of the Lamb, with Jesus Christ, from the front to the back, from side to side, Jesus is the answer. You know, a sheep would not only know his shepherd, but they know they were safe and free to go in and out. When you know you're in Christ Jesus, come with me. When whatever situation come up in your life and problem, you say, I know I'm in the family of God. I can call this one, I can call that one, but I know without a shadow of a doubt, I can call on my shepherd with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, the shepherd knew that the sheep was vulnerable without his constant watch and care. That's why you have to go to the service, where, and to worship, where you can get fed. You know, sometimes you may have to stay home due to sickness or whatever, something like that, but don't constantly stay home without hearing the word of God, because the shepherd, the good sheep that you need to be, will need to hear a word from God. The problem that you're going through, God can solve it. But you can't do it on your own at home by yourself, not hearing the word of God being taught, being taught to you from the word of God. And so we admonish you to walk with you. You know, the truth is reflecting in Jesus. Word to speak to his disciple. He's saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except through me. You know, at night, when danger was even greater, the shepherd gave his sheep safe sleep in the sturdy walls of the sheepfold. You know, if you've seen pictures of that. You know, false shepherds is like thieves. They were interested in only what they could get for themselves. You run across people like that nowadays. It's just, they're in it for themselves. It's not about you and about Christ. It's all about them. You know, here Jesus had pictured a heartless false shepherd who would take all he could for himself and then destroy what remained. You've seen that. You know, Jesus claimed, I am. Recall the name of Yahweh, studied, you know, in this lesson. The Father and I are one. Without apology, Jesus clearly stated that he was the only way into the kingdom of God. In him alone do we find the abundant life. So remember over in verse 11, it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. How many of you all are ready to give your life up for the sheep? Just think about it. You know, Jesus continued to make his and our statement with the claim, I am the good shepherd. We tend to see the good shepherd as a kindly caretaker, curling lambs in his arm. You know, certainly kindness is a characteristic of our Lord. But the word good also carries the sense of being genuine or authentic. The desire in which the shepherd does, you know, the different things, he have to lead his flock through rugged entrenchments. He often was weary at the end of the day, but still had to face the nighttime hazard of that desert wilderness. That means you taking care of your flock 24/7. We have to give God the praise today. We're going to give God the glory. Closing today, because I only did 30 minutes today. With boldness, Jesus dealt with the hired man. He was not in the same class with the thief. The thief's purpose was to steal, kill, and to destroy. The hired man had no plans to steal from the flock or to hurt the sheep. On the other hand, his motive was to make money. The sheep did not belong to him, but he was trying to think how he was going to make some money off them. And you know, when danger came, the hired man ran away, leaving the sheep at the mercy of the enemy. The shepherd, on the other hand, was committed to the sheep to point of protecting them with his life. You know, Peter urged the elders of the church to shepherd God's flock, not overseeing out of compulsion, but freely according to God's will, not for the money, but eagerly, not longing it over and trusted to you, but being example to the flock. Our broadcast was on Jesus is the good shepherd who walk with us every day. And the Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, is the model for those who feel their places of responsibility in the church, the body of Christ. So consider this week the sheep of his pasture. There are some spiritual lambs in the flock that's needing love, understanding, and nurturing from the leaders in the church. Others are older, wise, and have grown spiritually. Still need their older, wise, and have grown spiritually. So to this day, remember, Jesus, our good shepherd, and those who would lead God's flock astray or lead them to the wool. Just think about what their characteristics are, what their motives are, and so on. So today, closing off our broadcast, rest for a moment with the truth that Jesus, your shepherd, knows you. He knows your name. He knows everything about you, where you live, your address, and everything. So if you have accepted God's gift of grace by faith in Christ, you are one of Jesus' sheep. His love for you is beyond comprehension. So today, as I close the broadcast on Jesus is the good shepherd who walk with us, I hope you all got something out of the short topic today, the lesson that I brought, knowing that Jesus is your good shepherd and that we are to follow his voice, because there's a lot of voices out there in the land, but we want to make sure we follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ above all things. And as I get ready to close with the prayer this morning, Heavenly Father, as we come to the end of our time together, we thank you for what have been accomplished here today on this broadcast. May the matters discussed serve as a catalytic to move us forward and cause us to advance and see growth in all areas of our life. May we leave here recognizing that you are the God of all wisdom and you are willing to lead us forward. This we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So until next week, be blessed. If I had the tentacle of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. Bye-bye, and thank you so much for coming on. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.